across South Africa, online and on radio. SAFM, let's talk.
Certainly, my understanding in terms of an update on that trial, the Senzo Meyiwa trial, the murder trial is adjourned until tomorrow. That's for the testimony of the cell phone data analyst. Now, cell phone data analyst Gideon Khos, who downloaded the contents from a brief allegedly found in possession of Bongani Ntanzi, briefly took the stand at the High Court. Ntanzi had four others on trial for that 2014 murder of the Bafana goalkeeper, captain. The cross-examination action of the ballistic expert Chris Mangena has been set aside for the 20th of May. Remember, we spoke about that, I think yesterday it was. Let's get more on what happened today with Pearl Magubane. Pearl, hi.
Good afternoon, Ashraf, and to the listeners.
Thank you. Right, so you've had my intro. I'm sure there's more you want to add to that, right?
Yes, well, let me start with the ballistic expert evidence. Well, the judge had given the defense and the legal aid board time to come and explain the matters of the fees with regards to the independent ballistic expert that they needed to consult with. Well, we had a representative from the legal aid board saying that they received the request, but they're still waiting for the full cost and quotation from the experts so that they can settle those fees. So that part, in terms of cross-examining Chris Mangena, who is a very key witness for the state, he happens to have linked a gun that was found in possession of accused number 3 to being the murder weapon, the actual gun that was fired when Senzo Meyiwa died. So he's only going to be cross-examined on the 20th of May this year still, because they need to sort out those costs. So today we moved on to the cell phone evidence from yesterday, which commenced from yesterday, evidence that was broken down by one of the investigating officers, Officer Mohane, who said two cell phones were found in possession of the accused, being accused number 5 and accused number 2. So the main focus today was on accused number 2, a cell phone that was seized from his cell on the 8th of February 2021, and this forms part of evidence that the state has gathered.
Okay. And anything else that you want to bring to our attention?
Yes, we only had... they were just trying to explain the chain of events, the chain of evidence, where it went through, that after they found the cell phone in the cells in Valeria, it was handed over to Thabo Lawrence Ndlovu, who is a digital forensic expert, and he explained that it was hard to crack the code and to download some data. However, he did manage to do that and downloaded all the information onto a compact disc. Now, that disc was sent through to another cell phone analyst who happens to be Gideon Khos, who took the stand briefly. But we are told that Khos took over from Colonel Stein, who testified last year about some of the contents that linked several conversations amongst the accused and, accused number 5 as well, that they were in contact with each other. Now, Stein has since retired, and Host is supposed to take over the work that Stein has done. And all the defense wanted today was a supporting affidavit and any amendments to be backed up, saying that, if Stein, they're expecting Stein, and if there's a new person, they just need supporting affidavits. And then he can continue to break down the contents of what was found in that cell phone that allegedly belongs to accused number 2, Bongani Ntanzi.
And that's where we can leave it. We will certainly follow that story, as you certainly are doing. Pearl Magubane, thank you for your time. Much appreciated, right?